Ow. Ow.
Hey there, sex fans, welcome back. Today is Wednesday, September 28th, 2011, and you are lucky enough to be listening to the podcast edition of Dr. Dick's Sex Advice with an Edge. And I'm your host, that savagely scintillating sexologist, Dr. Dick. I am so delighted to welcome back Tony Newman, the author of the groundbreaking I Rise, The Transformation of Tony Newman, as my guest, for part two of this special twofer show. As you recall from last week, Tony is here as part of both the Sex Wisdom series and the Sex Edge-ucation series. Her signature no-holds-barred style of addressing the issues of sex, sexuality, and gender is as refreshing as it is often startling. But wait, you didn't miss part one of our chat, did you? Well, not to worry if you did, because you can find it and all of my podcasts in the podcast archive on my site, drdicksexadvice.com. All you got to do is use the search function in the header, type in podcast number 299, and voila! But don't forget to use the pound sign when you do your search. Tony invites you to visit her on her site, Tony D. Newman, and you can also find her on Facebook and Twitter, too. Just look for Tony with an I, D. Newman. Before we get started, we have a word from our sponsor, HotPlusSizeLingerie.com. A perfect sponsor for today's show, don't you know? Hot Plus Size Lingerie is a treasure trove of sexually stimulating lingerie, hosiery, bodysuits, costumes, shoes, and much, much more. Look for their lovely banner in the sidebar of my site, DrDickSexAdvice.com. Did you know that HotPlusSizeLingerie.com is the leader in sexy plus-size lingerie and intimate apparel on the net? Well, they are, don't you know? They carry one of the largest selections of the latest, and I might add, hottest styles from the leading lingerie designers in the industry. And they always offer their customers their lowest price guarantee. Hey, you even get free shipping for orders over $75. Our friends at Hot Plus Size Lingerie suggest that you sign up and receive advance notification on all of their insider promotions. That will save you oodles of cash. So go ahead, browse, shop, enjoy, and always feel free to contact them with any questions you might have. And when you visit them, be sure to tell them Dr. Dick sent you. Again, look for the Hot Plus Size Lingerie banner in the sidebar of my site. You'll be so glad you did. Okay, on with the show. Tony Newman, thank you so much for coming back and joining us here at DrDickSexAdvice.com for this Sex Wisdom podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Good, good, good. So I want to pick up exactly where we left off last week. And first of all, I want to say that I got lots of amazing comments from people about last week's show, your frank presentation about who you are and how you came to be who you are, and it's so refreshing because you do not gloss over the difficulties that you experienced in your transformation.
I appreciate you having me. You know, the life is good now, but the story was very hard.
Yes.
And I feel there are thousands, if not millions, of young children in the minority community who feel like I do, and I hope and pray that I can provide some type of voice to say, you know, if nothing else, email me, and I will see, can I point you in the right direction to get you some valid help and assistance, so that you don't have to go through what most of us went through and are still going through.
Right.
Not a lot has changed.
Yes. So some of the connection that I have with the transgendered and genderqueer folks, they're pretty conservative people despite their personal struggles, and their agenda for the most part is to be accepted and to fit in as best as they can. And I'm guessing that some of them have real difficulties, not only with your story, but that you are so out there.
Well, by nature, I'm a conservative person.
Mm-hmm.
They're quiet. I'm trying to get a law degree. I'm very quiet, but I did this because I don't see any African American role models.
Right.
Telling African American Latino children, it's okay.
Yes.
When you read chapters 2 and 3, do you feel like I felt? Are you doing the things that I did as a young child? Where can you go? Mm-hmm. Who can you talk to? Talk to me.
I had no one. Yes.
I come from a family of support and love. And to lose all of that from someone who had it.
Right.
I had great gay friends, doctors, lawyers, circuit court judges. We ate at each other's houses on weekends. It was a good life.
Right.
And I chose. I have to do what's right for me. I've got to go further. Cross-dressing is not enough.
Right.
I don't want to be an entertainer.
Right.
This is my life.
Yes.
And all of that, within a month, all of that. Every friend, once they saw me out there, gone.
Right.
I had to start from pure scratch.
Amazing.
All my phone calls were not accepted. I had nowhere to go. It was a rude awakening. I woke up in shock.
Right. I know that we're all evolving, or at least the conscious among us are. But you seem to be satisfied with who you are now. Am I right? Or do you still see that there's major work ahead of you?
My journey, until the medical community can give me a dick to vagina, a medical revolution, I am done.
Yes.
I'm 48 now, so unless they do that soon... That means in the next 2 years, I don't see myself at 55 or 60 if they did get it right,
yeah,
to actually going to get a vagina at that point.
Right. And you
for almost 15 years with all my heart, mind, body, and soul.
Right. You said last week, if I remember correctly, that the state of the art in terms of genital reconstruction is not very good for male to female transgender.
I have spoken to the top 3 doctors who've done hundreds of these surgeries in the field. And I went with my desire, but I also went with an intellectual mind to say,
right,
what am I going to get for my money?
Right.
This is what my friends got. And I can't live like that. Because once I leave you, there's no going back.
Yes.
So you got to give me some guarantees here.
Yes.
And there is no guarantee. They say, at this point, we do the best we can.
Right.
We hope for the best.
Right.
And one guy says, I can give you the Mercedes brand new line. I don't know what kind of engine you're going to get. Is it going to be good?
Yeah.
Faulty? Will it run sometimes? I just can't guarantee you that. And until they can perfect that Mercedes and it's running well, I cannot put myself, which in any type of medical dilemma, health dilemma, that my friends went through over those years. I had to take them to the doctor so many times over some complications.
Right.
If you went to Thailand, you can't go to Thailand at 2 in the morning and get it fixed. You got to go to a regular hospital, and they're so unequipped to deal with it.
It's so true.
They look at you like, oh, my God, what are we supposed to do? The doctors are standing there, and his hands up in the air. This girl is bleeding. Can you stop it?
Yes.
We can stop the bleeding, I think. It's coming inside. It's just a mess. So, unless you live next to the doctor, and he's your 24-hour consultant, most of these girls cannot go back to the original doctor that gave it to them. So I'm happy. And probably will die the way that I am today.
Right. So a lot of pre-surgical trans women that I know are disgusted with their male genitalia. Their cock and balls are constant reminders that they are not finished so to speak. Did you have similar feelings like that when you started down this road? You don't seem to have those feelings now.
You have no choice when you're taking female estrogen, putting into a male body that's full of testosterone. Your sex desire, even as a prostitute, you barely can get hard. The female is overriding, superseding the male.
Right.
So your whole sex drive is just turned upside down.
Yes.
While you're hormoning in those pills and shots on a regular basis, you have hardly no sex drive. You have no ability. Most of the ones I'm speaking myself and the ones that I was living with, which were 10 to 20, could hardly get erect, had erectile dysfunction on a regular basis.
Right, right.
The cum was almost watery. It killed the sex drive. So on that journey, it's beginning to lead you up to the vagina if you stay on the hormone regimen.
Right.
So at that point, I was on target. But once I realized, I don't think I'm going to get a pussy. I don't think I'm going to get a vagina. I'm on hormones for years. Should I stay on the hormones or should I let myself relax and take some of the pressure off? I decided after 8 years of hormones to stop.
Good for you. That has to be very difficult on your body. It has to be very impactful in a bad sort of way on your body.
Up, down, hot, cold, sad, happy, crying, laughing. It's just crazy. And then your dick don't get hard. You're with someone, you like them, you want to get hard, you want to do it, nothing moves. You know, it's transforming into that opposite sex.
Right, exactly.
So a lot of them realize I'm not going to get a pussy. I'm out. They take their lives and they end it.
Right.
I could have did that route, stayed on it, and hoped for a vagina while I work up thousands of dollars to get a maybe vagina, or stop and live my life.
Mm-hmm.
I decided in an intellectual moment of rationality to stop. I still have some erectile dysfunction of years of hormones, but at least I'm able to have a release from time to time and some enjoyable moments from time to time, which is needed in anybody in a sexual manner.
All right. So I'd like to return to something that we started talking about last week, and that is the whole issue of sex, sexuality, and gender. And generally speaking, most humans think in terms of an either-or. Things are either black or white, no pun intended. This makes things extremely difficult for all of us who discover that we are not either black or white, but we're part of this huge gray area. Can you talk a little bit about that? I mean, you consider yourself female, you have male genitalia, so you're part of this gray area, yes or no?
Yes. I've been with my partner for 8 years.
Is that right?
Heterosexual. Never lived with a transgender, never wanted a transgender, never looked for transgender. Like gay, but not gay.
Uh-huh.
I find that most of the public... in any given moment, I don't think it's gay or straight. I think we all have a tendency. We could be bisexual.
Right, interesting.
That's what I say. Because I've been into clubs and had drinks with me and my transgender friends. Not working. Guys come up. We inform them I have a dick probably bigger than yours. Have you seen a 10-inch dick? Are you 10 inches or bigger? And they say, you know, I like you. I'm willing to try anything one time. Have you done this before? So, no, I've never even thought about gay sex.
Mm-hmm.
Bi sex. At that moment, the attraction was high. We did it. And some dated them for a year. Had numerous encounters. I find there's a real gray area with sexuality. I think there is an area where at any given moment, under the right circumstance, in the right environment, at the right moment, one can cross over from what we call heterosexual, a.k.a. straight, into that bisexual realm.
Yeah. And on top of it, I mean, I know a lot of people who are really into trainees, and their thought is, well, I'm not gay if I'm fucking a trainee. because
well, it has titties. It has
yeah,
a booty.
That's right.
That's right. It has its own hair, its nails and feet, and its skin is as soft as my wife that I touched for the last 20 years.
Exactly, exactly, exactly.
So I call it, I'm straight, but I call it bisexual.
Uh-huh.
Because if you are a dick messing with anything with a dick, that's bisexual.
Yes.
If you are a vagina messing with anything, no matter what the outward appearance is, with another vagina, I think the word gay and straight, I think more of the population is bisexual, I think, than anything that we can possibly imagine. Because the transgender community, we saw hundreds of men in those years, me and my five TF buddies, who worked out of my house in the village and traveled to Toronto and Miami, and hundreds, and they're doctors, judges, lawyers, athletes, actors. You'd be surprised.
Yes.
You'd be surprised. Just yes. But nobody discusses that.
Yes.
It's so rapid. These are some of the most anti-gay people if you see them on TV.
Yes. It's so
they'll
true.
Vote against gay rights, vote against any gay bill, against the openness in the military, but will come lie with me and my associates, considering us, a.k.a. somewhat female.
Uh-huh.
Do God knows what, and go back and vote against something that is what they just did.
That's right.
It's so hypocritical, and it's almost shameful.
Yeah. And, you know, we see that. I mean, people like you and I can see that because people are attracted, and you know, we encounter these kinds of people. I used to encounter them in the church all the time. You certainly, you know, in your sex work, I mean, it's absolutely phenomenal.
I don't seek these people out. Some people say you are pervading your sexuality on others. My sisters on arrows are running thousands of ads. They don't leave their house.
That's right, girl. I totally agree.
Phones are full with your husband, brothers, sisters, uncles, cousins. I'm in L.A. right now. Can I see you?
That's so amazing.
This man is married and got kids. I don't know his background. I am servicing those that knock on my door. They come right to my house.
That's right. You're not going out and chasing them down, I can tell you.
And if you do go out and walk out with a mini skirt, they're about getting the car wrecked. Get in.
I love it.
How big is it?
Yeah.
Does it work? So it's just, I think men are naturally curious. They're sexual beings.
Yes.
They're sexual animals.
Yes.
Love and sex are not even in the same league.
Yes.
You can love someone and just be a horny little prick all day long.
Right.
And have fetishes that your wife and fiancé have no clue.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening in America, and most people don't want to discuss this, but it's
yes.
happening. That's why prostitution will never go away.
Right. So
because
do you think...
it'll never go.
Do you think things are changing? I mean, are you know barriers breaking down? Are people who are now being born one gender and feel that they really are the other gender... are they having less of a difficult time than you did when you were coming out?
The same obstacles are there for the minority community, but knowledge is power.
Right.
And
for you.
I said, when you know better, you can do better.
Right.
I'm trying to tell you how to do better. I tell all of them, go to a technical community college, ignore the harassment, get you a trade. You can become a nurse. You can become an engineer, beautician, makeup artist. At a community college, and if you can apply for aid and get it practically cheap. Don't sit there and deny yourself opportunity because you are afraid. Because
right.
fear will cripple you and drive you into an addiction of drugs and alcohol and homelessness
right.
that you may never leave out of.
Right. You know, I heard you speak once, and you were talking about how, you know, for a number of years, you were basically just surviving, and then you decided that, you know what, I need to go back to train my mind and, you know, to, you know, work on my career and develop this other part of me that is not, you know, associated with my transgenderism.
Most transgenders are consumed. This transformation.
Right.
Body, tits, face, hair, hairstyles. They're consumed with being the ultimate woman.
Uh-huh.
in that consumption, most of them barely have a high school or GED, so there's no educational forthrightness or background.
Right.
They are lost.
Yes.
I went back to what I originally started with, was what a good mind.
Yes.
I always had a good mind,
yeah.
Ability to learn easily, and enjoyed studying and reading. So I say, less on the body, and I got to go back to the mind. The body's leading me nowhere. I will stay in poverty, in a addictive people's company. So I went back to what I originally knew. If I hadn't had that background, I probably would have become an addict or just walking the streets, dying on the streets after 10 or 15 years, as most of my friends have done.
Yes.
Never to be heard from again.
Huh. With all the promotional stuff that you're doing with your book, would you now call yourself a sex educator? Because I sure as hell would.
I speak on sex that nobody seems to want to discuss.
Which makes you the even more powerful educator than anybody I know.
And to nobody, I mean, I've seen ambassadors, country diplomats, governors, senators, representatives, rappers, actors, comedians, they're so quick to put down the transgender community, but we are inundated,
yes,
with very powerful men.
Yes. As clients, that, mind you.
And that to me is just like, I mean, I have, on this end, they tell me I have no worth, but here's a guy who's worth millions of dollars coming to my house and paying me and my friends hundreds of dollars for our company.
That's right.
And he's revered by society as being a really good guy.
Yes. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that astonishing?
And the two spectrums are just like, whoa. So if nothing else, I am educating people about sex within the transgender community.
And you're able to reach out to, you know, a group of people that other sex educators can't reach.
I do. I get emails from women who say, what questions? I have a doubt about my husband. I said, if there is a remote doubt, you have to go with an open heart and say, are you bisexual?
Uh-huh.
A lot of women just don't want to go there because I don't believe that all these women are when these facts come out, they're like, what? I refuse. After 20 years of marriage, you don't notice some things that are just not right.
Uh-huh.
I refuse to believe that. So,
yes.
If nothing else, I like to educate women to, you know, to at least know your partner. I mean, you know, a lot of them will lie. A lot of the black community, you can ask them today, and I mean, I see a rap all the time. You can ask him, is he bi? He'll say, I've never done a bisexual activity at all.
Yeah.
He's been seeing transgenders for 10 years. I don't know how you can confront that. He says, no. You say, yeah, I don't know. If nothing else, I like to educate the public that even though we are the last of the GBLT, seem to be the less revered, let's be honest, we are the lowest in number of all the other three groups. We only make up 1% of the gay population, 3% of the world population. We're not big in numbers, and if you don't have a big group in numbers,
it's
you can't
so
get much done. You just... such a small population. Then you go, how many are minorities in that 1%? You're talking 0.04. It's just no numbers and power. So if nothing else, I'm trying to open up people's minds to say, this is what's happening. 95% of my sisters are escorts, and they're maintaining a lifestyle, an apartment, transformation from somebody. It could it be your husband, uncle, brother, cousin, nephew, neighbor. Somebody supporting these thousands of transgender escorts on Arrow. So,
that's so true.
And I can understand why people, especially the transgenders, are like, oh, don't do that. Don't do that.
So what's coming up?
Don't fuck up my good thing, honey.
So what's coming up in the future for Tony Newman? I understand you're in law school, so good for you.
Yeah,
can't wait to see you graduate, girlfriend.
I wrote a screenplay and teleplay. I have a screenplay with Keith Holland, my partner Allison DeMore, and I are teaming together. She has worked on Batman and some other really great films as assistant director and director of photography. So we're hoping to turn the book, The Sexual Side, Chapter 7, into a screenplay called The Erotic Professionals, where you have this transgender mistress, female mistress, and male master working for common goal, coming from three different perspectives.
How cool.
On what really happened in the B&D, S&M environment. And it's an interesting, rated R, of course, screenplay.
I love it.
You know, because a lot of people are just not up to date. They heard about it, what S&M and B&D is.
Yes, right.
And it involves some of the most powerful men in the world.
It's so true.
They're so powerful on the business front, but in sexuality, they want to be overcome and taken almost.
Right. It's so
and
true.
And with some of the most oddest fetishes you could possibly imagine. I've never heard of this. I wouldn't believe it if I hadn't done it in history. I mean, who would want their balls crushed with a 9-inch heel? Who does that? Not me.
You knock me out. You knock me out.
It's just amazing, you know?
I love it. So in the couple of minutes that we have left, let me ask you, who are your inspirations and who are your sexual heroes, if you have any?
Well, I would say, since I did title the book after Dr. Angelo, Maya Angelou's poem, I Rise, Dr. Angelou, the poem, over the 20 years stuck with me, and I used that I Rise, meaning I rose from practically nothing,
right,
to somewhat happiness. I don't call it success, but I'm happy.
Right. And that's all one really can look for in one's life, is it not?
Yeah, and I'm working toward goals I like and enjoy. I'm only, you know, I'm not selling sex anymore. And I'm glad to be out of that.
Mm-hmm.
That wears and tears on you, even though it is great money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to leave that or you will become a mistress and whore for the rest of your life. It becomes a point where it's make it or break it.
That's right.
If you don't get out at a certain point, you'll never get out. You just take the money, and a lot of these women do this for 20 years.
That's right.
I got out, and I'm happy, and I hope to get my screenplay and book turned into a movie. And I'm good. And, you know, in Chapter 10, I wrote about I Rise, and I gave advice and love and encouragement and inspiration to transgender. It speaks to them. Things that I think you should do while you're transforming so that you don't lose sight of who you are as a person, because most, they engage in transformation and just never cultivate their mind. And that's a very bad remedy for drug addiction and alcohol.
And with that, my dear, I must say our time has come to a close again this week. I obviously could go on and on with you because you are so charming and so delightful and so right on with the way that you perceive life and how you speak so directly without glossing over the difficulties. You are a true role model, not just for the transgender community, but for all of us who are struggling and trying to make a difference, you know, in the broader society and opening up the broader society to understanding human sexuality. So I thank you.
I'm living my life in truth and honesty.
Good for you.
There's no secret. There's no more lies. Everything is off the table.
So, Tony, thank you so much for all of your time. We are the richer for the experience. We wish you the best, and until we talk again, we will be visiting you in cyberspace.
Thank you, Dr. Wagner, and God bless you and your listeners.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
What a terrific show. Well, that's it for today, sex fans. Tune in next time for more Sex Advice with an Edge with your host, me, Dr. Dick. Again, this week's podcast sponsor is Hot Plus Size Lingerie. Our sponsors have been selling plus size lingerie on the net for over 5 years. Their site is solely dedicated to the enticing curves of the full-figured woman. Besides plus size intimate apparel, they carry a huge selection of sexy costumes, hosiery, bodysuits, and jaw-dropping shoes. You won't find a bigger or better selection than at hotplussizelingerie.com. And you can always count on discreet shipping and billing for every order. Look for their flirty banner in the sidebar of my site, drdicksexadvice.com, and visit them today. Until next week, remember, sex is good. And good sex? Why, that's even better. Over and out.